All right, guys, we have another special guest on the line. Today we are talking to someone that you wanted us to get in the studio or on the line. And we are talking to none other than Pervert Pete. What's going on, man?
Ah, sookie sookie.
Oh, it's been a long time since we really started doing Omegle. I think I first met you through the Omegle group. That's literally what it was called. We weren't very creative. And I think there's only very few of us that still actually make videos.
Well, yeah. I think it was, about a year ago, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right, since we got down here in Florida and met Pervert Pete. And for all of our listeners right now, he has a YouTube channel. And the best way to get to it is, I know he does have a website, pervertpete.com, but if you go there, doesn't it just bring you to your YouTube channel?
Yes.
That is pretty awesome, by the way, that he bought a website just to go back to his YouTube. So you guys can check him out there. He's also got a new community channel. You and Ask a Gangsta have been working on this, and it's called Video Chats TV. And that's kind of awesome that you did that, too, because you're giving everyone else a chance to get their videos out there. So how has that been going overall?
Well, we just started, a couple weeks ago and everything. But, you know, it's going good. You know, we're trying to get – there's a lot of new people, like, since me and you started out, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of new people out there.
Yeah, and actually they're all really good, too. And now I've always been wondering this. Why do people think you and Ask a Gangsta are the same people?
I'm good. Assume because we both wear a mask. I don't know. I thought it was pretty obvious. I mean, he's got an accent, and I got this accent, and you know, kind of different, I guess.
Must be something. But I noticed you guys definitely buy into it and play along with it too, because I've actually talked to people that are convinced you guys are the same people. But for all of our listeners, you are going to be doing a live stream this upcoming Friday. So if you're listening to the show, it's in a couple days. And Pervert Pete and Ask a Gangsta are going to be on it at the same time. So I think that's a big deal, because a lot of people, I honestly think, really do believe that you guys are the same. So if you're not the same, I don't know how you're planning on pulling that off.
Well, I guess we could get someone to be one of us as the fake one.
You know, could do that. Conspiracy theories all around the live stream for Video Chats TV.
So. Ah, sookie sookie.
Now, let me ask you this, man. I don't think I've ever heard your story of how you started doing YouTube or why you started doing YouTube.
Well, I guess it was, it was like December of 2012. I was bored one night looking up videos on YouTube, and I found Mr. Technical Difficult. Okay. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's fucking brilliant. And I figured, oh shit, why can't I just do that and just do a character? And biggity bam, and this is what happened.
And now he's, you know, showing his wiener to millions of people.
Oh, and they love it.
And then I've noticed Ask a Gangsta started doing that too.
Yes. Well, we figured, you know, why can't we both show our wiener?
Exactly. It's a free country. Everyone should be able to show their wiener. Now,
exactly.
What is the weirdest thing you've seen on Omegle? Because I'm sure you see a lot of weird stuff.
Probably the weirdest, I don't know how weird it is, but some guy made a picture of a face and poked out the nose hole, and you know.
I can see where that's going. I bet everyone, there's a nice visual for all you guys. Now, you've actually met a lot of YouTubers through your videos and kind of all that. I've noticed you're very good at networking. So I don't know if you have any advice for people who are starting their channels. I know there's a lot of smaller ones that listen. Any advice for them on how to get out there, get their videos seen? I know what I used to do is I used to post my videos other places rather than just YouTube. Like, so YouTube, but then you send the link to like Reddit, Stumble, Pinterest, all that stuff. I don't know if you have any tricks that you're willing to give away.
Well, yeah, right from the beginning, that's what I did, and I still do that. You know, I do, what is it, Pinterest, Tumblr, you know, all those sites. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but it's like a list. I have them saved in a bookmark, and, you know, once I upload a video, I send them out to those things, and, you know, it gets some new people to see it and whatnot. But I think the most important thing is, you know, making sure you got the right keywords and title, you know?
Yeah, that is important too. How long do you spend, like, while your video is uploading? Like, how full do you fill that keyword box?
Sometimes it depends on what the topics are in the video. Because I don't like, you know, because I know there's people out there that, you know, just put, keywords that are fake, that aren't in the video. You know what I mean? So I think it's real important to, you know, keep it real. You know, whatever's in that video, you put in. You know, if you got girls in it, put, you know, girls, Omegle girls, whatever. Whatever's in the video, that's what you put. You know, wieners.
Yeah, absolutely. Big wieners.
Big wieners. Well, yeah, I'd never put big wieners because, you know, mine's little.
Hey, well, we all have our problems. Now, do you actually do just Omegle or do you chat roulette too?
Yeah, I flirt with chat roulette. I like chat roulette better. I don't know why I don't stick on there longer, but yeah, man, you know, I've been getting on there chat roulette. It's a lot of fun. The problem is, I think, is they go so quick. Like, because I go down and I pop up and, you know, it takes a lot of energy to do all that. And chat roulette goes so quick.
Yeah, Jesus. I've noticed that. People on chat roulette are actually, they're more picky about who they talk to. But guys, we're talking to Pervert Pete. He's on YouTube. You can go check out his website, which is pervertpete.com. That'll bring you to his YouTube channel. He said that's the easiest way to get to it. But we're also going to put a big thumbnail right on our website. You can click that and it will bring you right to his YouTube channel. He's got a lot of stuff going on right now. And I've always been a big fan of your videos where you talk to fake girls, like the video games. Like you're doing a series right now where you're dating a bunch of pictures. I love watching those. And I love, what's the other one that you do with the girl that talks? Is it, it's not.
Oh, it's Evie. Existor Evie.
Yes. I love those because some of the answers she gives are ridiculous, but you make it funny. Now, you got to do another Evie soon. I just love watching those.
Yeah, I miss her. I miss her a lot. But yeah, I think because also she somehow remembers your past conversations.
Okay.
So, like, if you go on there and, you know, have some conversations with her, she'll remember your last one somehow. I don't know how that is, but she does.
It's like some ultimate hacker stuff going on right there.
And like, that's what I thought it is.
That's crazy, man. So let me ask you this. When you go on Omegle, how hard is it to get new footage? Because I'm sure at this point, a lot of people recognize you.
Yeah, that's a problem. Back when I first started, I didn't even use tags. Or is that what you call them? Interests. Like you type in the interests.
Yeah.
I didn't even use them. I didn't even know you could use them. So I didn't use them, so it was easy. Then, you know, you start using interests and, you know, a lot of people that know your videos and whatnot, they know what interest to use. So, you know, I mean, sometimes you can sneak in an interest here or there, you know.
Now, actually, I remember I've seen the progress in your videos, even just from how they look. And I remember back when I first met you, your videos, they were very basic as far as the layout, the background. I can't even remember. You may have just left it in the original Omegle screen. And then over time, you slowly started doing thumbnails and then getting the layout and all that. Has that actually elevated your channel even more? Or is that something that you just did to kind of fit in?
Nah, definitely. You know, you got to step up your game when you're doing anything. You know, you got to step up your game. And, you know, because right when I started, I never recorded a video, edited a video. So, like, it's been like a learning process from the beginning. So, yeah. You know, as months go on, you know, you learn a little more. And that's what I do. I try to research everything I can. I try to learn everything I can, you know, how to get better. And that's part of it, you know, making the videos look better.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I've seen the progress, which is amazing. Because I remember, like I just said, you know, you did a layout, you did a basic layout, then you kind of figured it out. And even your thumbnails look real good right now. So, guys, we're talking to Pervert Pete. He's on YouTube. You can go check him out by clicking the big banner on our webpage. Now, he has a new community channel out that he's doing with Ask a Gangsta, and it's called Video Chats TV. Now, why did you guys decide to do a community channel? Because I know you're also affiliated with some other really big community channels.
Well, Ask a Gangster, he's really big on, you know, wanting to get the new people out there. There's so many new people since, you know, we started and everything. And they're really good. But because there's so many videos out there, it's really hard to get noticed because you can, you know, you could be the best at keywording, but there's so many videos, you know, you're not going to get in searches and everything. So yeah. We decided to make this community channel to, you know, get those people that, you know, have skills, get them up out there. And, you know, and the difference between our community channel and other community channels is we're not just, you know, throwing videos up there. You know, we're trying to, you know, get them out there, trying to get everyone involved, like a real community, you know, get the viewers involved with the video makers.
Yeah, well, that's awesome too, because like so many of the big channels, I know you mentioned MTD, you know, you can comment all you want and you're lucky if they even read it at this point. And a lot of the community channels, I'm not going to mention any, but I'm sure some come to people's mind. I think they've gotten big-headed, and it's almost turned into from a community channel to little clicks. And so it's cool to see like an outlet, the Video Chats TV, for everyone else to go and submit videos to. And now they can just send those to your Twitter?
Yeah, they can send it to my Twitter, Ask a Gangster's Twitter, or at Video Chats TV, or submit via email at submit@videochatstv.com.
Okay, cool. Are you guys working on a website, or is it just going to stay on YouTube?
Right now we're staying on YouTube because we want to really just focus on getting everyone involved, viewers, video makers. Get everyone together because, I mean, we're all fans of these videos. You know, we're not just video makers. We're fans, too, you know, so just hug it up.
There you go. And you guys are also doing a live stream, which I'll be a part of next Friday for anyone listening just in a couple days. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a Q&A where everyone can call in. And so you guys are going to have a chance to talk to Ask a Gangster and Pervert Pete. And they'll be able to answer specific questions for each of these people, which I got to say, that's an awesome idea. And when you guys asked me to be a part of it, I was happy because, you know, you see all these other bigger channels and these bigger groups doing live streams. But I think the one thing that even we did with the last live stream you're on my channel, they don't ever really truly interact with the people watching. And I think that that's something cool that you guys are really emphasizing. So for me, it's just fun to listen to the people that, you know, actually watch your videos.
Oh, I feel the same way. I mean, you know how it is. I mean, you interact with your audience. This is like, we're all just fans. You know, it just happens that, you know, we make videos and, you know, you have a radio show like that. You know, that's the only difference. We're all fans of the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's awesome. And I hope your channel grows and gets like really big, because I think it's very rare to see a community channel that actually is like a community. So I do have another question for you, though. This is a question that you probably get a lot, and I'm sure the same thing with Creepy the Clown gets a lot. You ever going to reveal your face?
Well, I imagine one day I'm going to have to. Like, you know, once I start doing, like, public videos, there's going to come a time where I get arrested. You know,
I'll be on a ski mask.
Yeah, you know, it's going to happen. I'll get arrested. So I imagine that's when, you know, it's going to come out.
Yeah.
That's not all that's going to come out.
It's going to bring his wiener in public.
Ah, you know it.
Now, do you experiment with different, like, types of wieners? Because, I mean, you have regular hot dogs, which I see. You have the hot dogs with, like, the paler skin. You have, like, actual sausages. I mean, you ever mix it up?
I don't. I don't know why. I'm just, you know, like, I'm particular. Like, I got this one, like, you know, I got the last hot dog. Every time, you know, I'm done, I put it in the freezer. You know, it's sentimental value to me.
You just start signing, get, like, a pack of hot dogs and start signing wieners and sending them to your fans.
Hey, if they want it, I'll hook it up. Okay.
Pervert Pete will personally sign your wiener. All you have to do is just send him a tweet, and he'll just sign any wiener you show him. Well, it has to be one he can, you know, eat. If it's not a wiener he can eat, he won't sign it.
That's right.
I wonder how many, oh man, dick pics you're going to get. So that's funny. We're talking to Pervert Pete, guys. He's starting up the channel. It's already been started. Video Chats TV. Go check that out. We'll also put a link to that. You can also find that on his main channel. Now, Pervert Pete, are you going to start doing real life pranks?
Eventually. You know, it takes, like, you know, it takes equipment and whatnot. And I'm going to have like a fund for bail money, because I'm obviously going to get arrested. There's no doubt about that. So
what kind of real life pranks do you want to do?
I don't know if I really want to do, like, actual pranks. I'm just thinking, like, I'll go do normal, you know, normal people stuff and see what happens, because, you know, I'm not exactly normal.
It's just like a 10-minute video of Pervert Pete sitting on a bench, just drinking coffee, just normal stuff.
Yeah, you know, creeping on the girlies, you know, sucka sucka.
I think that'd be, you know, a good video.
Go to schools and shit.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd go to a school with a mask if I were you. But Pervert Pete just wears his mask.
Why? Oh, I want to hook up with a teacher.
Oh, there you go. For the teachers, yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, I like to learn.
Yeah, there you go. You could do that. Just picking up chicks, picking up MILFs.
Yeah, hey, I'm all about the learning.
Hey, absolutely. Now, it'd be funny just seeing you in real life doing, I'm sure you'd get some crazy looks. I honestly think you may get arrested if you do the ski mask.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm so hesitant. Like, you know, just stepping outside, you know, fucking, you know, people are going to be like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, like, I just want to go to Walmart and shit.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Walmart's gotten strict, dude. Pervert Pete should have taken part in Black Friday.
No, fuck that. There's too many crazy people out there.
There are. I'm really curious. Are you ever going to develop another character, or is this Pervert Pete is Pervert Pete and that's it?
Well, you know, back when I started my channel, that's what I was going to do. I figured, you know, I'll try different characters, this and that. But right from the beginning, you know, it just, like everyone was so responsive to this character. So I just kept on going with it. And at this point, I think, you know, I'm just going to try to keep on, you know, just getting better and just hooking shit up, you know?
That's the way to go. Did you ever have a hard time going from, did you start doing Omegle or did you start doing a different type of video?
No, yeah, just right on Omegle. And my first video is the first time I ever went on Omegle.
Oh, okay, cool. Did you ever have a hard time going from doing Omegle videos and then trying to branch off to a different type of video? Did people just not want to watch it?
I thought that's what would happen, but I start with these, the only other videos I do are the gaming videos. And people like them, you know, the dating Ariane video, which is fun. And, you know, I play stupid little games, you know.
Now, those are the videos that I still have to watch all of them, your new dating series. But I forget. Someone sent me the link to that because they saw you play it and they wanted me to play it. And I don't know what happened. I was sharing my screen and the link they sent me was on like an adult site. Like you can find it on like a addicting games type site, but you can also go to like the adult sites. So I clicked it and I was sharing my screen with a bunch of people and then there was just a bunch of porn on the side. I was like, oops, well, my bad. So.
Yeah, the actual person that made it, her name is Ariane. I think her website is arianeb.com and she's the one that made it. Okay. She made a few different games. That's what I'm working on now is her second series, which is Something's in the Air. Hmm. And you can date her and her friends. And it's more, I think she calls it a...
threesome?
Just a visual novel. That's what she calls it. She calls it a visual novel. So it's a lot of reading, which I can't do. So
there you go. That's why you make a video of it. Let everyone else just do it.
That's right. I don't fucking read.
Ugh. All right, man. Are you ever going to get into console gaming?
Mm.
Or is that too much technology?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's a whole other thing. You got to get the thing in the box. You know, probably eventually one day, you know. Well, once I get everything set here, you know, I'm still learning. You know, it's still a learning process for me.
There you go. Now, are you currently partnered with anyone, like networks?
Yes, I'm with Fullscreen.
Oh, there you go. How do you like them?
No comment.
Okay, that basically sums it up. That's how I feel, too. They were good at first. They gave me tons of support, and then after, they just kind of disappeared.
Well, I'll tell you exactly the fucking deal. This is the deal. Like, I asked them to let me out of my contract because, you know, they're a family-friendly network. They can't support someone like me. So I sent them an email saying that. I'm like, hey, let me out of my contract because you can't support me, and I understand that. Yeah. And they said, well, that is true. We can't support you because of your videos, but you signed a contract.
Wasn't MTD with them for a while?
I'm not even sure. Was he?
I think so. I remember somewhere down the line, I remember seeing them talk back and forth on Twitter, and Fullscreen was trying to get them to... No, actually, he was, because when I talked to MTD, that came up. I told him that I was with Fullscreen. He's like, oh, yeah, Fullscreen's awesome. I'm with him, too. I don't know if he is anymore, now that he's lost his channel.
Nah, I bet not. They ain't fucking back him up.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, that sucks. That sucks. Have you ever thought about that, man? I don't know. You probably have a clean slate because you probably pay attention to what you put in your videos. But have you ever thought about what you'd do if you lost your channel? Like, I don't know if that's your main source of income or just what you do. But...
Well, that's the problem with having just one channel. Like, if it gets, you know, if something happens to my channel, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. Luckily, I haven't gotten any strikes. Like, being with them, luckily, I seem like I can put little bits of songs in my videos just because they're pretty big on the music side of things, so I don't get flagged. But there was a couple videos I've had that were really good that got taken down for no reason, like no warning, no anything. I don't know. Have you lost any videos like that? Well, I did
actually. Yes. When I first started out, I think it was like my third month in, I got a strike and I understood why, because I just went off on people. I was just fucking degrading them and, you know, I'm glad that happened because it taught me, you know, exactly what I can and can't do.
That's true. I've noticed that a lot of times people who are fans of YouTubers tend to be dicks on Omegle because they think there's like a fine line between just being a genuine asshole and actually being funny.
You're 100% correct. And when I uploaded that video, I knew it wasn't, you know, it's just not good. And of course, it got flagged like, you know, 3 hours in. Yeah. And I knew it. I knew it would happen. Ugh. Fuck.
And now he doesn't make fun of people, just shows him his wiener.
No, I love people. I just want to find new friends. That's all.
I'm sure showing your wiener to everyone will draw on the good ones, the keepers.
Who wouldn't want to see a wiener? I know I do. Hey, and plus, you know, I'm showing my ding dong now. That's coming up soon. Saturday, I just uploaded a lemon party video. So, Jesus. You know, hooking shit up. Sucker, sucker.
Oh, man, lemon party. That's some dirty stuff right there. I don't know if it's the same lemon party I'm thinking of.
Ah, sooky, sooky. Yeah.
Probably is then. Guys, we are talking to Pervert Pete. He's on YouTube. Go check him out. And Pervert Pete, it's been fun talking to you. We'll definitely have to have you on again. I know I'm very excited about the live stream that we're doing in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days. And then that'll be on the Video Chats TV. And that's actually an opportunity where everyone can call in and talk to Pervert Pete and ask a gangster. So, Pete, I don't know if you have any closing thoughts, anything you want to plug or anything new coming out on your channel?
Nah, I just got the same old shit. You know, I just do what I do. But thanks for having me on. You know, I've been a big fan for a while, so I can't wait for the live stream, and I hope you have me on again, and we hook shit up. Sucker, sucker.
Definitely. And that's one thing we didn't get to today for all of our listeners. We wanted to play the International Wiener Challenge in the game. Basically, it was hard for me to find enough descriptions. That's why we have to put it on hold. But if you come back, we can definitely do that. Basically, describe different like backs of packages of hot dogs, wieners, and sausages, or actual quotes that someone has used to describe their dick. And you have to figure out if it's a real food or if it's a actual description of something used in like a porno situation.
Well, that sounds educational. I'm all about educating people. So yeah, let's hook it up.
All right. Definitely, man. Donna, thank you for coming on the show, and you're more than welcome back anytime.
Well, thanks a lot, Mark. All right.
But shit, it was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money.
All right. And we are done recording.